Sometimes the things that we do, albeit that they're innocent, albeit that they're not wrong per se, bring conflict and strife into a situation. Have you been there? And when the other person gets upset with you, you're left wondering, hang on, what did I do wrong? Yeah, we've all had that experience. And believe it or not, that very situation is something that God's Word has some wisdom on. I love this. I love it how God has thought all these things through and poured out His wisdom through His Word. Back when Christianity was being birthed out of Judaism in the first century, there was some conjecture and dispute over what people could eat and not eat. Pork, was it in or out? Were shellfish in or out? We take all that for granted today, but back then it was a big deal. Those who understood the grace and the freedom they now had in Christ understood that they were free to eat anything, but they were prone to criticize those who still thought the old way. And yet the Apostle Paul turns around to them and says this, Romans chapter 14, verse 13, "Let us therefore no longer pass judgment on one another, but resolve instead never to put a stumbling block or a hindrance in the way of another." So in other words, don't use your freedom to be a stumbling block to others. He goes on to say that if what we do is going to be a stumbling block to others in their faith, we should curb our freedoms for their sake. In a world that's so focused these days on individual freedoms, what a powerful message that is. When you think of it, much of the conflict in our lives arises out of our assertion of individual rights. "But I'm entitled," is what we so often think. And yet, according to God's wisdom, there is something more important to the things that we think we're entitled to, and that thing is preserving peace in our relationships. Because after all, when you boil it all down, Romans chapter 14, verse 17, the kingdom of God isn't about food or drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. How many times have you and I disrupted the peace when all along we could not only have kept the peace, but build up and encourage those around us? Romans 14, 19, "Let us therefore pursue what makes for peace and for mutual building up." So beyond just peace, you and I have the opportunity through the things we choose to do day by day, and importantly through the things we choose not to do or to say, to build others up, to encourage them, to strengthen them, to serve them by helping them to grow. What a privilege to be in a position where we can sacrifice our entitlements to serve others. That's God's Word, fresh for you today.